I know it's late. Shkoyach for coming out late, but we're going to try to, because tomorrow night is Shavuos, and we are not really back to learning full-time in person, so we're going to try to do tonight, Emir Tashem, Tez Daf is Yuma Daf Lamed Dalad. We're going to try to cover Lamed Dalad and at least part of Lamed Hay, and then tomorrow, Emir Tashem, will do Lamed Hay, finish Lamed Hay, and then Lamed Vav. Like this, we'll have covered the first day of Shavuos, and then the second day of Shavuos, we will cover Mirtz Hashem, Matzah Shavuos. That's the plan. So we left off Lamed Gimel based towards the bottom of the page. We're going through the Abaya was Masader, the Seder Maracha, Aliba Da Bashal. That's just a key point. We didn't really focus so much on yesterday's shir, even though we read those words. We had this earlier in the Masech, Naf Yedalad. The Machlekes Abashal and Darbaran was, they both agreed that Tavas Aneiris, there was five Neiris they were prepared, they broke for something else, and then they prepared the last two Neiris. Abishol says, what did they break with? The Dama Tamid. They broke with the Zrik of the Dama Tamid. Chachamel, they broke with the Ktiris, that they prepared five Neiris, did the Ktiris, and then went back to the final two Neiris. Again, the Pasuk seems to describe being made to the Neiris, and then afterwards, Yakti Rena, after the Ktiris, we had this question back in the Afidal, and the Gemara says, according to Chama means, that read the words Yakti Rena to mean, it already was Yakti Rena, B'shas, you're finishing the Hatavas HaNeiris, that was the fundamental Machlekes, again, Abishol and Chama, but Abaya's memory is really focused on Abishol, and we're going through Abakoit Abishol, all the order of the Aveda throughout the day. So we're up to, I think we sort of started this already, but we'll go over the last few words, a few lines. First word of the line, six lines up at the bottom of the page, Vatavas Shteineris Kedamas Keteris. Vatavas Shteineris comes before the Keteris. According to this again, this going in Abishol, that all seven Neiris, you already did the five, now you're doing you did the Dama Tamid, then you went back to the two Neiris, and you're finishing all the Neiris before the Keteris. This would not be, again, according to Rabbanan. Rabbanan would disagree with this, but it's going in Abishol. Okay. Like, what's the source? Damakra, Beitivas Neiris, Fahad Yakirena. Because the passage is very simply, it says first Beitivas Neiris, then it says Yakirena, which fits very well. The Kord Abishol, again, the Chamim Taich to mean that Beshas Yakirena, while you're doing Yakirena, or let me say opposite, Beshas that Tavas of the final Neiris, you already had done the Yakirena. That's how they interpret the pasuk, and they're being arrived from the end of the day, and Abishol to flex the Raya. That was the Gemara back, a Chazar from Daf Yedalad. Okay. Ukteris Devarim, the Keteris, the Akter of the Keteris, in the morning precedes the Akter of the Evarim. The Keteris, of course, was on the Inimiz Beach, the Evarim on the Adam Mizbeach, the Tanya. Yukdam Davish Nemer by Babaker, let the Keteris, which says Babaker twice, let it precede the Davish Nemer by El Babaker Echad. Let it precede that which has only the word Babaker once, Babaker Echad Bavad, which namely is the Emurim, the Evarim of the Tamid, only has the word Babaker once, whereas the Keteris has the word Babaker twice, the effort goes first. Ask Rashi. Rashi like a Taisus. Rashi asks, what do you mean? We just darshan this stuff yesterday's shir. We darshan that we took the word Babaker that was extra by the Shnei Gizra Eitzim that wasn't needed, and we plucked it into the Tamid. So the Tamid now has Babaker. So what are you telling me that the Keteris goes before the Haktar of the Evarim of the Tamid, because only has Babaker once? We borrowed a Babaker from the Shnei Gizra Eitzim. Answers Rashi, we already used it. The Tamid has Zrika of the Dam, and the Akhtar of the Emurim. We already used extra Babaker to tell me that the Zrik of the Dam goes earlier because we treat it as if the Zrik of the Dam has Babaker. Once you use it for the Zrika, it makes more sense because that's the Kapara. That's the actual Kapara of the carbon of the Tamid. Then we don't have extra anymore for the Akhtar of the Emurim, and therefore, it's considered as if it only has one Babaker, like the Torah says, by Haktaras Evarim of the Tamid. The Dam is considered as if it has two, but the Evarim has one, and therefore the Evarim goes after the Keteris. Next, the Evarim of the Tamid does precede Lamincha. It goes before the Mincha that comes with the Tamid. Itanya, Minayin Shlei Yedavar Kaidon Tamid Shachar. How you know nothing goes on the Mizbeach? Hachitza, nothing goes as makter on the Mizbeach before the Tamid, so the Evarim of the Tamid are the first things to be mukter on the Mizbeach prior to the Mincha, which is also mukter on the Mizbeach. What, how do you know that the Evarim go first? Tapa of Lamadan ben Aleph, Tamid Leimar, the Arach Alea Ha'ila, says the Pasuk of Arach Alea Ha'ila, you should arrange upon it the Ayla. It's talking about, of course, the Ayla over there is the Tamid Shashachar, the Amarava, Ha'ila with the Hey, He Ayla Rashayna, means the Ayla that's first, it goes first. It's simply the Pasuk could have written that it could have just said Arach Alea Ha'ila. What's Arach Alea Ha'ila? The Hey of the Ha'ila tells me it's got to be first, nothing goes before it, that you put the Makter, the Ayla, which is the Tamid, prior to be Makter or anything else. There's a discussion amongst the Rashaynim. Over here, it's also Rambam in Hilchos Tamidim B'Safim that says that Enochanami, even though we're saying that you're supposed to do the Haktara of the Eila first, the Haktara of the Tamid goes first, as you're supposed to make the Evarim of the Tamid before Mincha, before anything else. If you happen to have Makta something else prior, you went out of order, B'Dievet, it's okay. B'Dievet, it's okay. That's Taisus B'As, that's Rambam Hilchos Tamidim B'Safim. However, Taisus B'Safim in Psachim, Andaf Nun Ches, Taisim Sachal Nefel Ches says that midrabbanan, if you went out of order, it's pasul. It's rabbinic psul. So it depends. Obviously, when it comes to rabbinic psulim, you can only do some things. You typically only allow things that are bab and adava. Things that are not bab and adava, you can't bring. But again, according to Taisim and Pesachim, there would be a rabbinic psul for going out of order. But either way, saying according to all the Rishonim, it seems like we're saying this din of doing the tamid first, being makta tamid first, is a lechatchila on a deraisa level, but. B'di'evet, if he didn't, it wouldn't be makiv. Certainly on a derais level, midrabbanan, there could be arguments, but on a derais level, it's not makiv. Okay. Mincha chavitim, the mincha goes before the chavitim. That means the mincha that comes with the tamid shachar, it goes before the minchas chavitim. Why? Says the Mara simple. Eila mincha. The pasuk says the word eila. Umincha. It puts the word mincha together with eila. So whenever the eila, which takes precedence, goes, which is the akhtar of the eila, right afterwards follows the mincha. The chavitim, and therefore goes before the chavitim. Chavitim itself goes before the nesachim that come with the tamid shachar. Why? Michas chavitim the kohen gadol, because chavitim says Gemara, chavitim the nesachim shem mincha. Chavitim is the same family of mincha. So once we say aylo mincha, that includes the mincha of the tamid, and also chavitim goes next afterwards, then the nesachim. When nesachim musafim, nesachim precedes the musafim. Why? Zevach and nesachim, because the pasuk says zevach, which is the yela, unesachim and the nesachim, which means it goes before the musaf. Now, next one's going to be machlekes. Umusafim bezichin. This again is part of what Abaye was saying. Abaye said in the order according to Abishol that musafim, the cover musaf, that's the musaf on a Shabbos or a Yom Tov, whatever it is, you bring a musaf, it precedes the bezichin. Bezichin, of course, going every Shabbos, you have the lechem apanim, you bring the two. The two cups of frankincense come together with lechem apanim, you makta the bezichim, and that's matir, the lechem apanim to be eaten. So we're saying the musaf goes before the bezichim, says Gemara Vatayim, went to the Braisa opposite. Bezichim kaitel musafim, we learned opposite, we learned that the bezichim precedes the musafim, answers the Gemara Tanaihi. It's actually Mechagas Tanaim, which Rashi points out again on Pesachim, daf nun ches. And Aleph, same exact. The Gemara we quoted, the Taisa quoted before was Nun Chesam Abayz. This is on Nun Chesam and Aleph. It's a Machlekes over the Pesachim. Rabbi Kiva Bishmol, tackle what the order is. Which one goes first? Does the Bazichin go first? That's the Akhtara of the Levina that was on the Shulchan with Lechem Aparim. Or does the Musaf go first? It's a Machlekes, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmol. That's the Chilik between what Abaye is saying. Abaye was saying that the Musafim go first, whereas the Braisa puts the Bazichin first. That's the Machlekes. The Gemara now elaborates. Amar Abaye. Abaye says the Mistavra Kamad Amar Musafim Kaidman. Abaye says that the Mistavra. The one that says Musaf goes first, which was what Abaye said in the Seder that he ordered. They said that Mustafa the Musaf goes first. Why? Musaf and Kedlam Bezichin. Musaf goes before the Bezichin. Why? Lab mi amrit babaker babaker lakdim. Just like we've been saying, when it says babaker babaker, when it's double Hashem babaker, that gives something precedence. That means it goes first. So by Bezichin, it's opposite. Hachanami bayim bayim laacher. When it says bayim bayim, it says the expression of bayim twice, by day, which is almost like the opposite of a baker. It's by day, sometime by day. So that gives you it's a double lashon of delaying. So that makes sense that we delay the Bezichin. So the same way babaker babaker tells you to make earlier other offerings like we had, or other like we discussed earlier in the daf, whether it's the dam of the tamid, or whether it's whether it was the hatavah sheneiros, but whatever it is, babeka tells me to go earlier, bayim to tell me to go later, and therefore since the bezichim has the word bayim, it goes after the musafim. That is the Abaye's opinion. He takes that side of the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Ask the Gemara. My time to Madamar bezichim kind of musafim. So Taka, what's the pshat according to the Madamar says that the bezichim goes first? What does he do with bayim? Says the Gemara, Gamar chukachukum mechavitim. He has a gzer shava. It says chak aylam by the chavitim, mechas chavitim. It says chak aylam by the bezichim. Just like the mechas chavitim, Yamasim goes before the musaf, so too the bezichim goes before the musaf. And it's funny, the Gemara is being a gzer shava of chak, but it's actually more, it's chak aylam. You have both psukim, you have the word chak aylam. Okay, so you have a gzer shava, and if it goes first, facts the Gemara. But if you have that drasha, it's a kavaldika drasha. Ligmer kula milsam hasam. Learn from there totally and say that. Skip two things. So what we had was you have the. If you remember the order, we had ayla. That's the varm of the ayla. We then had the mincha of the that goes with the tamid. We then had the chavitim. We then had the nesachim. And now we have machlokes whether the musaf or bezichin go first or not. And this madam is saying the bezichin goes before the musaf because it was compared chakaylam to chavitim. One second, if you compare it to chavitim, let it go before the, also let it go before the nesachim. Let it go right after the chavitim. Together with chavitim, it should go before nesachim, not just before musaf. Ask the Gemara, imahasam gamar, ligmer, kula milsam, mehasam. Learn everything from there and let it precede the nesachim as well. Answers the Gemara, no, this Madam also agrees. B'yayim, the word of B'yayim twice is Taka saying to delay it. So B'yayim Lacher tells me, let it go after Nesachim. Whereas the comparison, Chak Eilam, to Chavitim tells me, let the Bezichin precede the Musaf. So that's a Machlekes, whether Bezichin goes first or Musaf goes first, that's a Machlekes or Shor Rekiva, and it's a Machlekes we're describing in our Gemara here. But otherwise, the order is the Avarim of the Tamid go before the Mincha goes before the Chavitim, Chavitim before the Nesachim, Nesachim before the, let's go with the either Bezichim or Musaf, and those two flip orders depending on who you hold like. Okay, that's all. We finished the discussion of Abaye Seder, which we say in the morning, Abaye Masader, his Masader at Mishmei, right, Abishol, that was the order Abaye gave. Now we're going back actually to the order that was discussed in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah we discussed, says the Gemara, Keteris Shel Shachar, Ha'isa Kueva Ben Dam Levarim. The Keteris of the morning, was offered in between the Zrika, the Dam, and the offering of the Varim on the Mizbeach of the Tamash Shachar. The Keteris was in between those. Mani. Ask the Gemara, Manavshah, who's the author? Here, Abana Ben Dam Leneris Bemayli. According to Abana, you should have said that the Keteris was between the Dam and the Neris. Remember, to Abana Shita was, that what did you split up, the Keteris split up the Menorah itself? So why are you saying it's between the Dam and the Varim? It's even earlier. It's in between the Neiris itself. And Iyab Bashal, Elamai, our Mishnah from a couple of bad ago, is going with Abashal Shita, says the Gemara still, Bein Neiris Tevamabayale. You should tell me that the Keteris is being burnt between the Neiris and the Varim. It goes after all seven Neiris, before the Varim goes the Keteris. Why did you say in our Mishnah it's between the Dam and the Varim? It's misleading where it is, because between the Dam and the Varim, the Dam, according to Abashal, was the middle of the Neiris. The Keteris was not among the Neiris, the Keteris was after the Neiris was finished. So the more accurate description would be between the Neiris and between the Neiris and the Avarim, not between the Dam and the Avarim. Answers the Gemara, like the Rabbanani, it goes like the Rabbanan, consider like a Mairi. Our Mishnah a couple of bad ago was not really focused on order. It was speaking out the different avodas that were done. Our Mishnah wasn't focused on order. Abaye was masadah the order. Our Mishnah wasn't focused on order, and therefore don't be medayik so much into the order. We're just going through different avodas. Ask the Rishayim. So if you're not focused on the order, why are you saying la'ilim rabbanon? Why is it the Mishnah is going like the rabbanon and we're focused on the order? Say the Mishnah is going like Rabashal and we're focused on the order. Why are you picking the rabbanon? So Rashi says very simply, because we pass like the rabbim. Rabbanon over Rabashal, it's normal to pass like the rabbim, and therefore we pick la'ilim rabbanon. We could go the other way, but we explained it where the Mishnah was lav dafka on the order, but really we go there Rabbanan. That's how Rashi learns. But in a chami could have been Abishol. We just picked our Rabbanan because that's the das rabbin. Taisus, the bottom Taisus, very short Taisus. Look at the Taisus on the bottom, says if you're telling me that it's not in the order anyway, so the chayy could have got Abishol also. So why did you pick like the Rabbanan? Taisus says because we already established early in this Masechta, we discussed back in Daf Yudalid, we already established that our Mishnayos are going like the Rabbanan over Abishol. So we're sticking with that same consistency that we go like the Rabbanan over Abishol. Not stam because they're the Rabbim as opposed to Yachid. We already established we go like the Rabbanan over Abishol, and therefore we dafka picked lo elim ki Rabbanan. But enechami, there's nothing in this Mishnah or in this Teretz alone which dictates that we should go like the Rabbanan. The Teretz that we're not going Kaseder could make it fit like the Rabbanan or like Abishol. It just means we pick the Rabbanan because that's who our Mishnayos are going like in this conversation, in this Masechta. Okay, now the Mishnah continues. Again, we're finished with Abaye. We're focused now again in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, V'shel ben Abaye, v'yisek kreve ben Avarim l'nasachem. We spoke out of the Mishnah that the ben Abaye, the Keteris of the afternoon, the Keteris of the morning and the afternoon, the Keteris of the afternoon was done after the Avarim of the Tamid were put on the Mizbeach, prior to the libations, prior to the Nesachim. That's when it was done. Menon Emili, what's the source? Amar Beicharon, Diyamar Kra, Kimichas Abaykar. The Pasuk says, Kimichas Abaykar, Ukhiniskai Tasa. The Pasuk says, about the Tamid, it says, like the Minchas Abaykar, Ukhiniskai, and like the Nesach, it should be done. We dash it as follows. Ma Minchas Abaykar, Keteris, Kedemis, Nesachim. Just like in the morning, the Keteris preceded the Nesachim, the libations. Afkan, Keteris, Kedemis, Nesachim. It's very simply. So in the afternoon, the Keteris precedes the Nesachim, it precedes the libations. What's the obvious Kasha? But in the morning, Imal Halak, Keteris, Kedemis, Levarim. In the morning, the Keteris also preceded the Evarim. So say in the afternoon also, Afkan, Keteris, Kedemis, Levarim. Which would be a little bit of an issue because we know that I shouldn't say it's an issue. It's okay. Afkan Keteris Kedemes Levarim. So to the afternoon, say that the Keteris should go before the Evarim. Answers the Gemara Miksiv Kevari Abaker. The Lashon HaPasuk was not Kevari Abaker. What is the Pasuk say? Kiminchas Abaker Ksiv. We're very medayak in the Lashon HaPasuk. Kiminchas Abaker like Kevari Abaker. We say that the afternoon mincha is like the Minchas Abaker Uchidus Ketasa, not like the Evari Abaker. So therefore, we darshan that the Keteris goes before the Nesachim of the afternoon, afternoon, but not before the verb of the afternoon. And medayik exactly medayik adrabe. Even though in the morning the Kteres precedes both the verb and the Nesachim, in the afternoon it only precedes the Mincha component, only the Nesachim. It does not precede the verb component. It goes after the verb. Tanaban. The Niska, this, by the way, for those keeping score, it's a Chazar. We had this in Tam Nishchat. We had Tam Nishchat. We discussed the order of the day, and we discussed at the end of the day, we discussed this idea, just like the Tamid was the first carbon in the morning. It was also the last carbon at the end of the day, Allah Hashlim. It was the end of the day, last carbon, but we discussed it's the last carbon, but afterwards you still, even after the Evarim of the Tamid, you still could have the Menorah and the Sachim, and in this case, the Keteris as well. There's just no other carbon that comes afterwards. Okay. Tanaban. This is a pasuk regarding the Nesachim. It's not really clear, just to speak out. The pasuk is talking about by the Nesachim of the afternoon. That is, it follows the Pesachim of the Nesachim of the afternoon, but it's not 100% clear which Nesachim, which Talmud we're talking about. So, Tanabadim. Viniska Revi Sahin, it says the pasuk that what's the Nesach? How much libation do we do? Revi Sahin. Just a reminder, a hin, of course, is 12 lug. So, Revi Sahin is a quarter of a hin, which would be 3 lug. That's for the Ayla. The Kavan Ayla gets a Nesachim, a libation of 3 lugim of wine. Yilmud shal shachris mishal arvis. We learn out the libation, the nesachim of the morning, the libation and the mincha of the morning is learned out from that of the evening. That is how the brisa. That is what the brisa says. Again, it's the Gemara is going to be clear in a couple lines for now. We're going to turn to base, but it's clear in a couple lines for now that the pasuk is in the heels of the discussion of the. Of the afternoon tamid. So it makes sense that we're focused, we're saying that these words also in the afternoon tamid, and therefore we'll learn out the morning tamid, the fact that you have the mincha nesachim, we learn it out from the shir and the amount, we learn it from the afternoon tamid. Top of a base, Rabbi Amir, no. Arvis mishal shachris. Arvis is being learned from shachris. Now what's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina that we're learning arvis from shachris, or shachris from arvis? Who cares? What's the difference? It's actually machlekes in the mefarshim. The machlekes first will see, Chizik wants to learn that if I'm learning one from the other, whichever one is the main source, what if I only have, chalila, don't they have enough libations for one, not for both? They only have enough mincha for one, not for both. Which one would you use it for? If the main source was the afternoon, and the morning is learning for the afternoon, you would use it for the afternoon and not the morning. If the main source is the morning, like Rabbi's about to, like we just quoted from Rabbi, then we'd say use it for the morning and not for the afternoon. That's how the Siach Yitzchak learns. That's the Chilik in our Gemara, which was learning from which is the Iker and which is secondary, if I only have enough for one. That's how Siach Yitzchak is learning. Other Shainim argue, others learn, that the Gemara is just discussing that is which is the Iker Pasuk in the Torah, and which one has the meaning, I'm not sure what the Nafkamina would be, but the point of the argument is, what was the source and what was the Limud? The source was the afternoon and the morning was Limud, or was the source the morning and the afternoon was Limud? That's all, not more than that, not to the extent that the Siach Yitzchak is taking it and saying the Nafkamina would be, when I only have one, which one do I choose? Okay. Says, I mean, the presumption would be, if I only have one, I choose the morning, because maybe I'll get more in the afternoon, and I just use what I have at that time. That would be the presumption, according to L'Chari, the other ones that argue on the Siach Yitzchak. Yes?
L'Chari, Taisus is a tremendous chiddush, because it comes the morning and you have enough for it. Mehecha teisi to say, I'm going to save it for the night. Mitzvah is now in the morning.
Yeah, big chiddush, maskim. That's a Siach, you said Taisus. I quoted from the Siach Yitzchak. You saw it in Taisus?
This Taisus says it also.
Oh, with Taisus,
yeah?
Very good. I didn't see that. Very good. Yeah, very good. That's it. Yeah, top on base. Very good. Shkayach Lezer. So yeah, it's a big Kiddush. It's 100%. It's very big Kiddush. That I have it in the morning, and because I, as of now, I don't have it in the afternoon, I'm not going to use it. You know, you can say, where's the Muna? I'm not going to use it because I'm, as of now, I don't have it in the afternoon. Exactly. That's the Nafkamina. Very good. Very good. It's taste itself. Shkayach. Fine. Says Gemara. Bishlam Rabbanan. The Gemara addresses what we really pointed out already, that the psukim we're discussing are by the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, by the afternoon. So Bishlam Rabbanan, Hay B'Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim Ksiv, that's why they're saying that the Shachris is learned from the Psukim that you have Ben Arbayim. El Rabbi time, why is Rabbi calling this by this Psukim that were written near Ben Arbayim as Psukim of Shachris? And he's saying you learn Ben Arbayim from Shachris. Am Rabbi Bar Ula, Amar Kral La Keves Echad, because the Pasuk says the Lashon of the Keves Echad. Eze Keves Shenemar by Echad, and which is the lamb, which it says echad, haver is the tamid shel shachar. Es a keves echad tasev a baker, es a keves hasheni tasev ben abayim. So keves echad refers to the keves of the morning, and therefore, in this pasuk it says keves echad. We say the libations and the mincha, even though it's on the heels of the tamid shel ben abayim, it's referring to tamid shel shachar. That's what Rabbi learns. Ta'akav rabbanu by echad. It's a good diak. What do they do with the word as keves echad? The chayes a diak isn't echad. Doesn't that represent the morning? No, miyuchas shebedrei. Echad tells me he's supposed to take the choicest animal in the flock. Yes, of course it can't be balmum. Even after not being balmum, there's still a mouth taking the most choice animal. That's what we learn from the word echad. Says the Marv Rebbe. Mivchar Nidrechem Nafka. How does Rebbe know this? Didn't take the choice animal? Different pasuk says Mivchar Nidrechem. Take from the choice animals for your Nidarim. Rabbanan will tell you, chad b'chayv v'chad b'nedava v'tzrichi. Interesting, the word doesn't elaborate what tzrichi is, but Rabbanan say, you're right, I need a pasuk both by a chayv and by a nedava to tell me you got to take the most choice animals. The two svaras are fairly obvious. There'll be a svar to say that we're giving a gift, and a dove is not much a gift. You give a gift, you give it right, you give it the best animal. When you have an obligation, as long as it's kosher, it's fine. Or you can have a svar the opposite way. A gift, by obligation, you got to do it with the best animal. Whereas by a gift, you're ready to give a gift, you're ready to do nice, therefore you have to give the best animal, therefore you need a pasuk by both to say that both by a gift and by obligation, you have to give the best animal. So our button holds, you need both echad and mifchad and derechad to say take the choice animal, and therefore echad is not extra. Rebbe held that Mivchan Derecha tells me take the choice animal. Echad is extra to tell me that this pasuk is talking about Shachar, talking about the morning, and therefore the Nesachim and Mincha is known by the morning, and by the Tamashim and by Rabbayim, it's learned from the morning. Okay. And we said in the Mishnah, Maikayin Zakin, Maikayin Gadol Zakin, Ayestinus, if the Kayin Gadol was Zakin, or delicate type of person, so going in the cold mikvah would be very harmful for him. So what did he do? What did they do? They used to pour hot water. Water that's heated before Yantav, of course, before Yom Kippur, and pour it into the mikvah to take away some of the tzip, some of the sting of the mikvah. Tanya went to the Braisa, another method. Amar Behuda, Ashishes Shabarzul Himachamim of Yom Kippurim. They would have these metal iron bars that they would heat up before Yom Kippur, Umatilas Echot Seinen, and they would drop it into the cold water of the mikvah in Yom Kippur, Kishav Sinasim. By dropping these hot bars, it would take away some of the cool coldness of the water, and that's what they did. It's a discussion in the Rishaynim, is the Gemara Stam giving an alternative method. That's the simple malach of the Rishaynim Beyaz, the Meiri, Rabbi Pirish Mishnayis. However, the Yushalmi seems to learn this as sort of machlekes over here. Machlekes, whether this Brisa and our Mishnah, what's the best Eitzah, what is considered a better, a more desirable Eitzah. It's not Stam giving multiple Eitzahs, it's discussing which is a more desirable Eitzah. Our Mishnah held, it's more desirable to pour water in, whereas this Mishnah held, this Brisa held, is more desirable to use the iron bars. What will be the concern of the iron bars? Look at the next word of the Gemara. Halim Tzarif. Look here, using the iron bars could be a problem because even Tzarif it, you're hardening it by metal, letting it become very hot. And then pouring cold water on it, it strengthens it, hardens it. So isn't that a problem of doing a malacha, of making a fashioning a kli, of making a, of being makab patash on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Rav Vivi, Shlei Gilad Tzirif. Rav Vivi answers, we're talking about a case where it didn't reach the level of heat that makes it to Tzirif. We don't make it that hot. You make it hot, but not that hot to reach Tzirif, and therefore don't worry about putting it into cold water to take away the coolness of the water. That's fine. It's not going to be mitzarif. You're not going to be over that malacha. Abayam, Abayis is a different answer. It reaches the stage of Tzirif. However, Dov Hashem is Kavan Mutter. It's Dov Hashem is Kavan. It wasn't his intent. And therefore, it's not a problem. It was unintentional. And of course, we know Dov Hashem is Kavan is Aser by Psik Resha. Abayav Rav Dami Tavayu, multiple times in Shas, a dozen times in Mesech the Shabbos. Abayav Rava, that both agree that Psik Resha is Aser. The answer of it is not a Psik Resha. We're talking about a case that Ritvus discusses it. The Ritvus explains, we're not talking about Psik Resha. It wasn't for sure going to become, so it's not just Abayav wasn't just saying it's Dov Hashem is Kavan, it wasn't his Kivun. It was his Kivun, and it's not guaranteed to happen. And therefore, it's not a problem. It's a Dov, it's like a Malach Hashem Tzvich Legufa, and therefore.
Is it too much?
Yeah.
Is it too much water that it wouldn't be considered bishul because it's not going to get hot enough?
For sure. That has to be the case. That's absolutely correct. That's a good point. We're obviously talking about a case that Daniel spoke out, that we're talking about a case where whether we go in a Mishnah scenario, where you're pouring hot water in, or whether you're going in the scenario of the Gemara, the Braisa, where you're pouring a metal bar in, it won't reach a shear of cooking this water, if you had this way, because that would be a separate issue of bishul. That is 100% correct. But it was saying that... We're saying that according to Abaye, it's not going to reach a level of tzirif, even if it potentially could reach a level of tzirif, since it's not as kivud and it's not guaranteed to happen. That's another reason why it wouldn't be an issue. Ask the Gemara, remember by Hachi, does Abaye really say this for a time? The Brisa, Basar, Basar, Lasai, Afi, Mokam, Shesham, Maharis, Yakuts. It says in the Brisa, Darshan, Apasak, it says, Basar, Lasai, we Darshan, Dubris, Mila, even with this Maharis. Maharis, of course, is a tzaras. And we know the Allah is usher to cut off a tzaras, but if you have tzaras, but Mokam, the Mila, you do the Mila, even what's coming off the tzaras. Tiv Rabbi Yishaya, Tzachit of Rabbi Yishaya, Vavinaba. And we ask, Kralam, who needs a pasuk? Who needs a pasuk over there? L'chaira, that's not your intent. Your intent is not to cut off the tzaras. Your intent is to do a mitzvah of Mila. Why need a pasuk? Look who answers the question. V'amar Abaye, Rabbi Yehuda, Dama, Dov Hashem, Skav, and Aser. Because we know it's a famous machlekes in Mesech Shabbos. A machlekes Rabbi Yehuda, Shimon, whether or not, they actually argue other places in Shas as well, like the Mishanis, but it's a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda, Shimon, whether or not Dov Hashem, Skav, is Aser. Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion that Dov Hashem, Skav, is Aser. Says Abaye there, Yeshi is a subscriber to that opinion of Yehuda, and if we need a pasuk to say that you can cut off the Beharis by Bismillah, even though it's an Issachar of Beharis, since it's not Miskavin, Even though Davar Shabbos Kavan is normally Usser, over here it's Mutter. You need a special Pasuk, but otherwise it would be Usser. The Gemara makes an assumption, a very simple assumption, that if Abaye is explaining Abaye Shaliba Dabi Huda, it means Abaye agrees to that Shita. And Abaye also, Davar Shabbos Kavan is a problem. So why all of a sudden over here, by us, by the Tzir, if he said, man, not a problem for you, Mitzar for the metal, because the name is Kavan, Abaye seemingly describes to Rebita's opinion that Davar Shabbos Kavan is Usser, answers the Gemara, and there's a big discussion, they're sharing about this, but we're just going to read at face value, because we have to move and cover some more of tomorrow's daf. Hani Mili B'chal Tar Kula. Avahachat sirft up anu. Abaya, we'll touch like Rashi. Taisus, big Taisus argues in this. We'll go like Rashi. Abaya's answer, the Gemara's answering according to Abaya. When it comes to an Isser Torah, then yes, Davar Shabbos Kavan, Abaya's Makbedon, and that's why by Beharis you have to have a special pasuk because he holds it's a problem. When it comes to Isser Abanu, let's go back to the piece of metal. It wasn't a mamish a kli. It was a metal bar. Even if you made it hard, it didn't mamish finish a kli. It's only a malachat derabana, it's not malachat deraisa. So a Davar Shabbos Kavan on a derabana, nah, then he wasn't so machmeron. Only when it's a deraisa was he machmer. Simple, clear answer. Although Taisus takes issue with the Taisus says, not so simple. That's the second Taisus, not the one that you referred to before, Lizer. That's the big Taisus. Okay. We'll leave it for homework. Select the Mishnah. Hevila Beis Parva, they brought the Kohen Gadol to Beis Parva. Remember, the first Tevila was on top of the Beis Hashar, and we spoke out that was the Chiddush, that you had to have a spring, the Ein Eitim, reached 23 Amos high, because water gravity doesn't go up, water goes down, so it must be the spring was that high to flow right into this mikveh that was on top of Beis Hashar, and the Shar itself was 20 Amos high, plus 3 Amos height of the mikveh. That means the water set to be 23 Amos high. That was the first Tevila of the day, because we spoke at the Beis Hashar was B'makam, Sheina Kaddish was Makam Chayel. Whereas Beis Parva, they both were, by the way, on the southern side of the Azara. Beis Shar was actually more to the center. Beis Parva was actually more all the way to the outskirts, to the eastern side of the Azara, the southeast corner of the Azara. But Lamaisa was built on a Makam Kaddish. And the next four Tvilas, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, five Tvilas. The first one was done in Makam Chayel. Afterwards, all the Tvilas we spoke out, they weren't done for Tumah purposes. It was from changing clothing from Avaida to Avaida. He would change and go to the mikveh and go to the mikveh Beis Parva in a Makam Kaddish. Says the Mishnah, Hevila Beis Parva, they brought the Beis Parva of a Kodesh Haisa. It was in a Makam Kaddish that we just spoke out. Parasa Sadan Shabbutz Beinoy Am. They spread a linen sheet between him, specifically linen, between him and the Am. Now we have Machlekes, what the order was. Kiddush, the first Tanakhama says, Kiddush Yadav Raglav Pashad. He would be Makadish Dav Raglav, wash his hands and feet from the Kir, then get undressed and go to the mikveh. Rameir Mano, Pashad, we quoted this Rameir a couple days ago in the Daf. Rameir Aimer, Pashad, Kiddush Yadav Raglav. He would first get undressed and then sanctify his hands and feet. He would do the sanctification, both the sanctification for post getting undressed and, of course, for getting dressed again. According to Rameir, we're done. We had a discussion about the Gemara. Pashas, they're both done when he was undressed. Yari Vitava, which is very interesting because it means he's walking to the Kir undressed, then walking up to the base of Parva. It's very interesting how the areas he's walking around undressed, maybe put a robe on in between. Yes, I understand.
John, a few blocks ago, says he puts on a robe.
Excellent. Who said it?
This
is Shkayach, very good. Yes, it doesn't make sense otherwise. By the way, I was learning Rabbi Kanner on Erev Shabbos. It was very shverdas to think he's walking around the whole area undressed, because we just assumed he put in a robe. Liza saying it's Teis Vishanim from a couple of bad ago. It says, indeed, he put in a robe. He didn't put on a begadah, but a robe, because it's very nice they had this Persu Sad and Shalbutz. That's a nice shield in one spot. To walk around the whole area just doesn't seem appropriate. Okay, Yared V'tavel, he then went down to the mikveh. All of the stopping, he got up and dried himself off. If you remember, we spoke out a couple of days ago, the drying himself off could be for one or two reasons. Either because if he's wet, the begadim become wet. After the begadim become wet, they're more susceptible to have dirt on them, which is a problem. Or we said that maybe it's actually chatzitza. The water itself could be chatzitza between his body and the beggar. That could be a problem. Chiddush. It could be an afkamina. We said, like, I'll be tefillin. You should put on tefillin, let's say, with wet arms. Okay. Hevila big love, and they brought him the white begadim. He switched, because remember, first begadim he put on was the big day zav, because he did the tamid shachar, which is really all year round tamid. That he did with the shemayna begadim, the Begadim with the big Azav. Now he's going to the Aveda for Yom Kippur. He was switching into the Big Day Lavan. Lavash Fakidash Yad Raglav. He put on the clothing and his Mekash Yad Raglav. This mission takes for granted. And this is like the second side of the Gemara there that everyone agrees that he first got dressed and then did Kish Yad Raglav after the getting dressed. That was the Gemara we had just a couple days ago. Beshachar Hay Levish Plusim. Now we discussed a little bit about these white Begadim. In the morning he wore Plusim, which is a very expensive Egyptian type of linen. Shashayim Asamana. It was worth 12 mana, which is each mana is 100 zuz. It was worth 1200 zuz. Ben Arbayim Hinduyan. In the afternoon, he wore Hinduyan. Hinduyan is a big discussion. Is it Hindu? Is it India? Is it Kush? Is it Ethiopian? Okay, it's Machlaik, is where it is exactly. But that's what he wore in the afternoon, which was worth Shashmayna Mea Zuz. 800 zuz. Well, another way to say that is 8 mana. So in the morning was 12 mana. Afternoon was 8 mana. A total of 20 mana. A total of 20 mana was the value according to Tanakhama Divya Meir. Chacham argued and say no, it was worth more. Beshachar Ha'ilev Shashmayna Semana. In the morning, the begadim of the Kohen Gadol, the four begadim. The morning, four begadim. By the morning, afternoon, we'll see in a second. What was the afternoon? We spoke about a couple of months ago. He wore only four begadim twice. The Kohen Gadol would wear eight begadim when he started Avodah. He then would switch to four begadim for the special Avodah of Yom Kippur and do all the Avodah. What would he do? He would leave the shovel and the spoon in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, leave it there, go back and change for the Eilei and Al Sha'am, his aisle and the aisle of the nation. He changed back into the Shemoneh Begadim. He would then change back into the four begadim just to remove the shovel and the spoon. And then for the Tamash Ben Arbayim, he'd go back to the Shemoneh Begadim. So in the afternoon, when I say the afternoon, it means, I just mean the second time he wore the four Begadim is the second time when he went to remove the spoon and the shovel, he'd be wearing the Begadim, the Kor Techamim, that it was worth 18 in the morning the first time, and the second time was worth 12, says the Mishnah, Ben Arbayim, and then the Ben Arbayim, which is Shemes Amana, was worth 12 mana. Hakol Shleish Amana, which means it totals up to 30 mana. Gemara is going to ask, we can't do math ourselves, 18 and 12 is 13. 18 and 12 is 30. Is 30 is pretty elementary. Who needs the Mishnah to do the math for us? Okay. Eil Mishnah Tzibur. Now this all came from the funds of the Tzibur in Rus Laisif. The Kohen Gadol wants to add more from his own money. This came from the Machzor Shekel monies. If he wants to add from his own money to top it up to make it more expensive for Gadol, Kol Kavod, Mais Mishnah gave from himself, which we'll see in the Gemara. Not so simple again, remember, because these are Begadim he's doing for Karban Tzibur, and Karbanos from Karban Tzibur have to be done with everything belonging to the Tzibur, so he could add, but have to be fully donated to the Tzibur, like we will touch on in the Gemara shortly, or hopefully we'll get to tonight. Says the Gemara, Laman Hamid off. I know we're starting tomorrow's daf on purpose. Says the Gemara, my Parva, what is the Parva? Amar B'Yesa, very interesting Gemara, Parva Amgusha. Parva was a sorcerer. Big discussion in the Rishonim. Rashi is Mechashev Echad. He was Mechashev who built the chamber, and therefore was named after him, called Parva. A sorcerer built the chamber. Me'iri asked Rashi and says, after the tshuva from being a sorcerer, he built the chamber. That is how the Me'iri, Rashi, and those are Shonen learned. Other Shonen learned it was almost opposite. There was a story of a sorcerer who's trying to gain access to see what went on in the Beis HaMikdash, and he was caught in his tracks, and he was caught by that chamber near that room. And to commemorate the story, they called it, it's funny, they still called it after the name of a sorcerer, but not that he was some grace guy that built it, but rather it was a story. They were just commemorating the fact that they caught him and they stopped the tunnels, the original tunnels. They stopped these tunnels and he was tunneling in to try to do, to be no good, to be seeing things he wasn't supposed to see. That's what it commemorates. There is a pshat. I forgot where I saw this. I saw this when we referenced this a bunch of Bob back. The first time we had base power for the Masechta, there was a pshat that actually was built with sorcery. That's the biggest chiddush. That's the biggest chiddush. Even the Me'iri had a problem with Rashi that it was built by a sorcerer. It must be after the tshuva. There is a pshat by one of the Mefarshim that it was actually built. He used sorcery to build, which is a pella, a chamber in the base of Me'iri built with sorcery. It's a pella. Again, I forgot who says it, and we have to verify what if there's. I'm sure there's Mefarshim that argue in it, but there is a pshat that that's actually what it means over here. Base power of it means it was built through sorcery. Sorry?
One more pshat that because the water was going up to the second story.
Correct. That was another pshat I saw then. Very good. As a pshat back then as well, like Elijah was saying, that is absolutely correct. And another pshat was that it was wondrous because the water inatim, this is not inatim. Inatim was by the Shara Mashka. But the point, the same story over here. This was built on the second story, and the base parvos lishkas parva. It was built on the second story. This mikvah, and you had the same idea that the water had to be going up so high. The fact that it went up so high had the appearance of sorcery. That was a fourth pshat. That is absolutely correct. That we saw. I don't actually think I shared it back then. I think we were tight for time, but that was the fourth shot that we had a few about back when we discussed base power. Okay, again, four Mahalchim are that either it was built by a guy who used to be a sorcerer and changed his profession, or it was they caught a sorcerer over there trying to sneak in, or it was built through sorcery, biggest chiddush, or it looked like sorcery because of the fact that they had the water reaching so high. Says the Gemara further, Parshas Hatan Shabbos, they used the Hatan Shabbos as a chazara, they used the linen sheets between, they spread it out between him and the nation. Why linen? Maishna Shabbos, why daf kibbutz? Simple. Amrav Kana, Kadesh Yakar, Shabbos Yom, Bifidei Kibbutz, to remind the Kohen Gadol that the Vaid of the day should be Shabbos Kibbutz. It's a peli of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. I know we discussed the other day that sometimes they weren't so knowledgeable, sometimes they didn't even know the psukim. Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, you need to remind him about the Vaid of the Yom. Big day, butz, big chiddush. We discussed it that Rav Kana said it over here, and it applied also earlier. It applied earlier. We said it applies over here. Kol Shekein earlier in the morning by the first avodas. Okay, b'shachar ha'yalev where we wasn't even yet wearing big day butz. B'shachar ha'yalev is plusin shabashmanas. We said in the Mishnah in the morning he wore these linen begadim, these Egyptian linen begadim that were worth 18 kor techamim, 18 mana, and in the afternoon 12 mana. V'tanam yana, which totals 30 mana. V'tanam yana slashmina. The Tanas teaches cat account that 12 plus 18 is 30. Hakamashman the butzmani lenavid. We don't care exactly how you split it up. Instead of 18 and 12, it could be 16 and 14. right? It could be 20 and 10. What's it teaching me? Ha-ibatzer mahani, v'tafihani, if you add to one and deduct from the other, less than when I'm akbid, the total value of the begadim of the morning and the afternoon of the two times the Kohen Gadol wore these white linen begadim, the total value has to be 30 mana, but whether it's split as 18 and 12 or some other formula, right? That's 16 and 14, 20 and 10, that's fine, as long as it's expensive. A total of 30. Sorry? As long as the total is 30, yes.
Very expensive.
To Kama Mias, the Shachar Adifi, everyone agrees that the Shachar was supposed to be Adif. That's clear, right? Whether it was, Tanakhama said it was 12 and 8. Chacham, that's Rameir. Chacham said it was 18 and 12. But everyone agrees the morning was more expensive than the afternoon. And by the way, it's also proportionate, if you're noticing. Right? 12 and 8 is the same ratio as 12 and 18. It's a third, it's a 50% more, right? So they both agree that the morning is more expensive than the afternoon. What's the source? Amar Avuna Bar Daviloi. Amar Kara bad. It says bad four times. Mufcha bad. We darsh the fact that it says bad four times. Mufcha bad. If you actually want to jump into the Mount Taisus, it's a very short Taisus. It says nearly chad legufei. One bad is for itself. Today it's got to be linen begadim. V'chad bad lashon levad. Shein levish imam big day zav. That's by itself, not just big day eleven, but big day eleven by itself. Okay, you know what big day zav with it. Which the Kohen Gadol normally does all year round. He wears, in addition to the big love, and he wears some big days of. The third bat tells me it's got to be more valuable than the bat of all year round. Special, expensive. For a v'leimer shetayv mishal arvis, it's even greater for the one used later in the day. That's the four bats. By the way, Daniel just mentioned how expensive it is. We know that it's very expensive, but it's a bigger chiddush. Just to answer your point, Daniel, it's Yom Kippur. We know the begadim weren't worn again. According to one man, according to Abdesa, it could be worn by a regular kohen hedi throughout the year. So it can still be used. According to the other man number of the Bryce over there, it's buried. It's never used again by anybody. So it's even adding more to this element of how expensive it was for the one time use. Okay. Pop of Amid Bay. Let's go a little further. We'll stop shortly. Mesve. It says they should wear other begadim. This is in the afternoon, other begadim, and they shouldn't be makdish. They shouldn't be makdish. Doesn't mean the begadim of the afternoon. Again, these are the begadim that I used to take out just to remove the shovel and the spoon. So it's not just a chiddush. It makes a lot of sense, like logically, that these would be less expensive than ones he did all the vaidin. But okay, the word assumes the word achayrim doesn't it mean that's more chashiv. My answer is no. Leachayrim, different ones. Psuchim pechusimam. They were less pechusim, less chashiv, pachas, less, not more chashiv. Adarab, opposite, less chashiv. Tani Ravuna, Tani Ravuna Bar Yehuda, Ramla Vishmu Bar Yehuda. After he finishes the Avodas Tzibur, which is the first set of Avodas that he does, of Yom Kippur, especially Yom Kippur, in the Big Day Lavan, he takes it off. Remember, he left the shovel and the spoon inside. He takes it off and does his aisle and aisle He then has to go back to take the shovel and spoon out. That's called, we didn't point this out when we read it last time, that's called Avodas Yachid. Avodas Tzibur is an Avodas he's doing on behalf of the Tzibur. Removing the shovel and the spoon is not, the kapara for the Tzibur was already affected when he burnt the Keteris, when he did the Zrikas inside the five of them. The removal is just an Avaita Sila, because it's not considered an Avaita that the Tzibur really needs, and that's something that's omitted to do. We had earlier with his beged that his mother made him. If his mother made him a beged, he can use that as well. Uvavad, however, ships around the Tzibur. But there's a caveat. The mother can make it for their son, and it can be useful for what we're calling Avaita Yachin, the removal of the spoon of the shovel, but only if it was donated. Lamaisa still Avaita the Tzibur, really. It has to have been donated wholeheartedly to the Tzibur. Pshita is obvious. It has to be given to it's obvious that once it was given to the Tzibur, the Kohen Gadol could serve in it. What's the Chiddush? Maybe it wouldn't be given with the whole heart. Kamash Blan, that's still okay. So that's what I was pointing out at the end of the Mishnah. We're saying the Kohen Gadol could be meisif on the value of these items, and it sounds like even in the morning of Veda, he could be meisif to the value of the clothing, and we're not concerned he won't have given it over with a full heart. We're not concerned that it won't be given over wholeheartedly, and it's still okay when they be said in the Mishnah they could add to the value. Okay. His mother made him a ksenis of 100 mana, and he used it to avoid the muscle tzibur, and then he gave the tzibur, we're just saying matter of factly, it had been given over wholeheartedly to tzibur beforehand. That's what Bishwam Bavi. Before I should discuss a little bit of chiddush, because if it was so expensive, 100 mana, how expensive was one in the morning? Remember, we said the one afternoon has to be cheaper, kulam le pligi, has to be worth less than the one in the morning. So, l'chaira, how expensive was one in the morning that the one in the afternoon was 100 mana and still was cheaper? Okay. Hey, Amr Lev Abelaz Becharsim, who's a very wealthy man, they said Abelaz Becharsim, Shasla Ima Ksanas Mishnei Mibay, his mother made for him a clothing, a big day kuna, big day leaven, for kuna of what? Of 20,000 mana. and if the Kanam, his brethren, didn't let him wear it, you know why? The material was so fine, it appeared as if he was undressed underneath it. In fact, was he really seen through the clothing? That Mar said that the threads of the Bigdei Kuna were sixfold. So whatever fancy material was used, it was folded sixfold. How could the body be seen through it? Abai says, why? Just like you have a thick glass, that wine, which is colorful, can be seen through the glass. This clothing was so fine that somehow it was able to either have the appearance or able to see the flesh underneath it, and therefore they didn't let him wear it. But again, it was an amazing donation, the amazing riches of the family of Lazar Mecharsim, an amazing donation that his mother made for him, these fancy begadim. So now the Gemara is going to go off a little bit on a tangent, a little bit of Agadat Gemara, which discusses that L'Asalava in Olam Haba, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to hold to din three people with different tainas, the Ani, the Ashir, and the Russia, the person has lots of taivas. And they're all going to be given examples of people in history, Aniim that were saved there, Anias, and still did it, and still prayed properly. Ashir is going to be used, we're going to actually quote Rabbi Elazar Mecharsim. That's exactly the example of a person who's very wealthy, yet he didn't let the money disturb him from acting properly. And the Baraveiru will actually be from Yosef, who also had taivas. He was lured with the taivas of Eshet Potiphar, yet he didn't succumb. So too, that's going to be Taina. Why didn't you behave in such a way and conquer taivas? Were your taivas bigger than Yosef's? No, they weren't. And he still didn't conquer it. That's going to be really just the Gemara. The Gemara is just bringing his oldest down now because of Rabbi Elazar Mecharsim. I know it's late. I said we'd stop. But you know what? We're on a roll. Let's go for three more minutes. It goes very quickly, this Gemara, and we'll get to the Mishnah Berit Hashem. Says the Gemara. Tanabanan, Ani Vasha Virasha by Ladin, Ani Rasha, Ani, the Rasha is the person who goes after the Stivus, and the Usher, they come to judgment. Lani Emrilay Maimali Sakta Matura, the Ani, the question is going to be, the first question he asks everyone, the first Gemara tells us, when they go up after 120 years, the first question is, why did you learn Torah? So the Ani is going to ask, why did you learn Torah? Well, Imaimar Ani, the Ani is going to say, you used Torah, I say, I was busy with my Parnasa, my Mizainas, Amrilay Kumani Yasim Hillel, are you an Ani greater than Hillel? Amrilay Hillel, Zakin, said by Hillel, Zakin, Shimchayam Yamasim, Mishtakar, Batarpik. Every day he would work to make enough money to make profit a tropic. Half the tropic, he gives the Shem Yis Medesh. Pashas, it wasn't an admission fee, it was a fee for watching, to protecting, a protection fee of the basic Knesset. So you see, give it to go into the Beis Medesh. Another half was used for Parnas and Anjabase. So he lived day to day in meager means, and half what he was used was making. The first discuss, how can you use half of what he's making to give to Tzedaka, to give to, you know, only give half? And then one of the answers they give is a beautiful answer is when it comes to Torah, yes, since it was required for the Shemirah to be able to learn Torah properly in the Beis Medesh, when it comes to Torah, a person allowed to supersede the shlish or the 20% or the chaimish. They know nobody they're allowed to give. When it comes to Torah, you're allowed to give it. Okay, says the Gemara, Pamachas, Lemas, and the Shaker. Once I mean, he had no business, he had no money to make, he couldn't earn any money. And he wasn't allowed to the base medrash. He climbed up and he hung Vyashva Piaruba. He hung on top of the window, the skylight, in order to Yishma Devele Kim Chayim and Piyashmai Vatayan, in order to hear the living words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the mouths of Shmai Vatayan. Amr Isa Yayim, Erev Shabbos, they say that day was Erev Shabbos. So Tukuf Isa was Erev Shabbos in the middle of the winter. Key to the story. And while he was sitting on the skylight listening to the Torah in the Beis Medrash, the snow came down from Shemayim. K'shalom b'shachar, when the daybreak the next morning, which is of course Shabbos Kodesh, Amr Shemayim v'Avtayin. Shmaya said to Avtayin, Achim, Avtayin, my brother, Chayim, Abayis, Meir, Vayim, Ophel. Normally the building is light, but today it's a little darker than usual. Shemayim, Mumnehu, maybe it's a cloudy day. Hitzitzim, Enayim, Varo, Demus, Adam, Maruba. They looked up at the skylight, and they noticed that it was the most of a person in the skylight. They found three ambas of snow piled on top of him. He was so busy learning, he wasn't focused on the snow on top of him. They got buried in the snow. They first uncovered the snow. They washed him off. They anointed him with oil. It was oils to get his skin back to normal from the hypothermia, I guess. They put him against a warm, they used warm water and oil to close up his pores, and they put him opposite the fire. Amru Ruiz Alechalav Shabbos. Fit for this person, Hillel, who was so willing to be Meis Nefesh Shatera, fit for him of all people. Of course, we're Meis Nefesh, we're Mechal Shabbos of all people. But fit for him especially to be Mechal Shabbos to save him. The point just is we see Hillel was so poor, and yet he was Meis Nefesh, so the poor person is going to be told, were you as poor as Hillel that you couldn't learn Torah? He managed to learn Torah and become the Hillel Zuck and the Gadol Dar. You also could have learned Torah even though you're poor. Usher, I'm related to Usher, they say, why weren't we learning Torah? If I'm he's going to say, Usher, Yisiv Torah, but Yisiv Kanachasa, I was busy with my wealth. I'm related, Klum Usher, Yisiv, Rabbi Lezer, were you greater Usher than Rabbi Lezer ben Charsim? That's why the quote in the Zohar here, because Rabbi Lezer Charsim was the Usher, Kohen Gadol, who had those very, very expensive big tekuna. Are you wealthier than him? And he was able to be the Kohen Gadol. And Amr Lava Bacharsam, Shinikla Ava Elf, I remember Basha. They said about Abbas Bacharsam, his father left him 1,000 cities on dry land with Kenegdan, and corresponding it, Elf Svinus Bayam, corresponding it, left him 1,000 ships at sea, Vukhayam Yam every single day, Natal Naid. You'd walk around with a flask of flour representing him in Kamach in Torah. All I need, you need a little Kamach, I mean Kamach in Torah, mask him. But all I need, even though he's this wealthy guy, all I need was a little bit of Kamach, and he ran around going to learn Torah. Umach me earlier, Medina, 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 he'd go from city to city, country to country, to go learn Torah. Pamachas, Matsu, Avadav. One time, his own servants encountered him. He had these cities with servants working for him. His own servants encountered him, and the servants were able to employ whoever lived in the cities to do the work for their master. Who is their master, of course? Rabbi Elazar ben Charsam. They didn't recognize him. This is just a testimony to how busy he was learning Torah. He was so not busy with his business activities, they didn't recognize him himself, and they put him to work. Vasa by Angaria. They pressed him into service. Amar lem, v'kash b'chem, he said, I beg of you, henichu v'elech l'matera, let me go learn Torah. Amar lei, chaye Rabbi Elazar ben Charsam, by the life they set to him, this Rabbi Elazar ben Charsam himself, who's going to learn, trying to ask to get out of his work to go learn Torah, by the life of Rabbi Elazar ben Charsam, she'ena menicha, he said, we can't let you go out because you got to do your work. Again, the point of the story is they didn't recognize their own leader. That's how incognito was, because he's busy learning Torah. All his days, he never went to see them. He sat on the Torah all day and all night. By Rosh, they say to him, why aren't you Eisa Patera? Why are you involved with your Taivas? Because I was handsome. I was handsome. The Torah gave me opportunities and I had inclinations. I'm like, were you more handsome than Yosef? Every day, Eisa Patifar would attempt to try to seduce him with words. Begun the begun that she wore for him, the begun she wore for him to try to lure him in the morning, she switched it in the night, and the begun of night she switched in the morning. She always cuts begun trying to grab his attention. Armalai, she said to him, Shemali, listen to me, meaning lay with me. Armalai said to her, laugh, no, not happening. Armalai, she said, I'll get you thrown into jail. Armalai said to her, Hashem Mater Surim, it's not a problem. Hashem releases those that are in jail. I'm going to bend down your stature. You're very chush of you're proud over here. Again, this is before he became second to the king, but he was leader over Potiphar's whole house. And Potiphar was a prominent officer. He said, you can bend down my stature. Hashem straightens up the stature. I'm going to blind your eyes. He said, no. Yes, she said, I'm not nervous. Hashem opens the eyes of the blind. Nusle elf kikir zav. She gave him 1,000 silver bars. She gave 1,000 bars so he should listen to her, so she should lie with her. He didn't listen to her no matter what. So the Gemara explains that it was actually deeper. It wasn't just Thompson Prasataiva. She saw, and by the way, she wasn't wrong. Eishas Petifa saw in her future that she was destined to have children with Yosef and have a hamshach in the world. Her mistake was, it was her daughter, Asnas Bas Baitifera. It was her daughter that was supposed to destined to marry. So she had, we're talking about a woman that a high madrega, she had a vision, and she was supposed to be the Yosef, and her mistake was, it wasn't her, it was the daughter. So she was trying to lure him, Lishkovetzla, that's the double lashon of Lishkovetzla and Liasima, one of the two things, Lishkovetzla Belmaza, to lie with her in this world, Liasima Belmaba, was a Mabba, that's what she wanted, Lamaisa, comes out of this Gemara is Nimsa Hilam Mechayves Aniim. Hilz Mechayves Aniim. Rabbis Mechayves Mechayves Hashirim is Mechayves Hashirim. Yosef Mechayer Esar Rishayim. Beautiful Gemara to learn Erev Shavuos about the obligation to learn Torah. Aniim Hashirim. Yosef is also about not letting, whether it's Taivas, not letting Anias or Hashiris get in our way. There's obligation for everyone to learn Torah, and there's proof that it can be done from history. Beautiful. We covered both Lamed Hey, Lamed Dal, Lamed Hey. We'll pick up Mitzvah tomorrow morning from.